It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. We've a lot to get through on this episode, but before we get to it, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors. And they are Fairy House Sunday Market. You love the place, don't you?
Yes, I do. And I love it for two different reasons. I love it for the stuff that you can get, which you can't get anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And I love it for the food as well. I love the food trucks that are down there.
Absolutely. And a great range.
Did you speak to the churros people?
I did.
I don't think you did.
I did.
You haven't mentioned them.
They'll be coming up. The variety of food and drink and...
Inside one of the places there's a stall. I can't remember the lady's name, but she does her home baking. She does caramel squares and lemon cakes and all that, and oh my god, to quote Adrian, he never uses this expression, but the food is to die for. That's
yeah,
what it is.
Yeah.
But as well, the stuff you can get for your kids down there is amazing. Really is.
So Fairy House Sunday Market is open most Sundays throughout the year, except for a couple of Sundays when there's racing on, like Easter Sunday. But 46 Sundays of the year Fairy House Market is open. It's at Fairy House Racecourse near Rathoath in County Meath. You'll get, as Jeremy said, everything and anything your little heart can desire. You can make a day out, as Jeremy said, with the kids. Excellent toilet facilities, playground for the little ones, hot food, tea and coffee as well. Now, I visited the market recently and spoke to a number of the sellers, and Julia is the lady I spoke to, and she sells a wide selection of goods from her indoor stall at Fairy House Sunday Market.
My stall here, I'm selling some clothes, some jewelry, some perfumes and some kid stuff, because all people are coming with the kids, so some promotional stuff as well, yeah. Starting the car boot sale, now I move here inside, maybe for a few years. I say it's very nice here because every person can find what they need, you know. It's nice food here, it's nice environment here, it's nice customer here, and we're happy to see more people here as well.
All right, Julia, thanks very much indeed. You can check out Fairy House Sunday Market on Facebook and Instagram. Pop along any Sunday and tell them that the lads from Opinions Matter sent you. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Annabelle is a lady who sent us this message, and I want you to have a listen to this and see what you make of this. Can you please do me a favour and highlight this on your podcast? I just donated €150 to Enoch Burke's GoFundMe, and I think you should all do the same. Can you post the link to it on your page, as I know you have a big following? It's a disgrace that the money was taken from his bank account. He is a true Irishman, and we need to help him out because shame on the government for stealing that money from his account. I know all your listeners support this great man, and that is from a lady called Annabelle. And firstly, Annabelle, can I just say the government had no hand, act or part in taking any money from Enoch Burke's account. That was a court order recently that the courts could seize €40,000 out of his bank account in part payment for the €80,000 in fines that he actually owes the High Court. So the government had nothing to do with this, just to make that clear. Jeremy, would you, we actually checked up and we saw the GoFundMe.
Now, a lot of people have been asking us to post the GoFundMe link here. We won't be doing that.
No, we won't. No.
We won't be doing that because we're not taking, well, we're going to give our opinion on it, but we're not taking sides on whether or not, like, I mean, there's this Kathleen looking to, sorry, Amanda, can we try and get Kathleen on?
Who
wants to donate. I don't know why. Okay, first of all, this man has been taken a wage since he was suspended from that school, has been taken a wage. That's our money. That's taxpayers' money that he's been taken out of our pockets since this whole fiasco started. I will not be donating to it. I think it's ridiculous. I think, my personal opinion, I think the family are crackers, absolute crackers. And I don't know how anybody could actually, in their right mind, donate to it.
Here's what it says on the GoFundMe. It says, we have set up this fundraiser to help Enoch Burke, who will have €80,000 of his earnings unwillingly taken from him. Mr. Burke is a respected, hardworking and caring Christian teacher who is being persecuted for his religious beliefs.
No, he's not.
Mr. Burke and his family are being targeted by the government and the legal system for standing by their beliefs and the safety of Irish children. Thank you for taking the time. Please donate. Now, that is the GoFundMe that Annabelle thinks we should all contribute to. Will you be contributing?
No, I won't be contributing. And I'll tell you why. Because a lot of the people who are dealing with, or who have an opinion on this, are lacking the facts of the story. Okay? Enoch Burke ended up in prison of his own accord. He didn't have to go to prison.
That's correct.
If he wasn't, by the way, despite what a lot of you think, he was not in prison because he refused to use pronouns. That's not why he was in prison. Okay, can we get that straight?
Yeah, he was in prison because he breached a court order not to protest outside the school that he was working in.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's exactly what it is.
The court ordered him not to protest outside Wilson's Hospital School. He continued, as we know, to do it day in and day out until eventually the judge dragged him before the court and said, you're in contempt of court. I'm going to jail you unless you purge your contempt, which he has still refused to do.
Okay, so like anybody else, if you were told to stay away from a business, if you were told to stay away from a business or an employer that you no longer worked for and you were told to stay away.
Or an ex-wife.
Yeah, if you broke a barring order on an ex-wife. A court order is a very serious thing. That's when a judge makes an order to a person, stay away from that location. And if you break that court order, it's very, very serious. He stuck up his two fingers to the... So the Burkes obviously believe in the law of God, but not the law
of the land.
And he showed contempt for all our laws. And for all of you who support him and all that, and we're going to be talking to some of his supporters, for all of you that support him, if you support him that much, why didn't you stand outside the school with him on all those lonely mornings that he was standing there, looking in the window to see who was there? Why didn't you stand by him? If you really support him, all I see in comments online over the last couple of years since this came up is, oh, it's great to have someone like Enoch Burke. He has a backbone. At least he has a backbone. You didn't stand beside him. You left him there in his own. Did he ever have support outside that school?
Not that I know of.
So you're all hypocrites and you're all absolutely spineless because you didn't even have the guts to hop in a car and go down to that school and stand beside
him. Okay, now one of the reasons that this GoFundMe has been set up is to help him with the €80,000 that he owns in court fines. And recently, the High Court has ordered Bank of Ireland to pay €40,000 from Enoch Burke's bank accounts into a court service account within 7 days. The money is to be paid as part payment of fines of almost 80 grand that he owes for contempt of court. So he was warned by the courts that he would be fined €700 per day that he appears outside the school. He continued to do that to the point that he racked up almost 80 grand's worth of fines. He's not paying it. He hasn't handed over any money. So the court ordered the bank that has his bank account to pay over 40 grand at least. Yep. And we'll take it from there.
So
that's what's happening right now. And that is why the GoFundMe has been set up.
So I saw people online, of course, the usual absolute nut jobs on Twitter saying, boycott the bank. How dare the bank take his money away? The bank did not take his money away. They don't have the power. It's, a court order demanding that the money be taken from his account. So it's not the bank's fault. In the same way that the family law courts can often demand that a deadbeat dad has to have money taken out of his account to pay for children. It's the exact same thing. It's not the bank's fault. It's not the government's fault. This is a court order.
Okay, we'd like to hear from you. Do you have sympathy for Enoch Burke? He owes €80,000. He doesn't have €80,000 in his bank account, so the courts have ordered the bank to pay €40,000 out of his bank account into a court bank account. Do you feel sorry for him? Do you have sympathy for him? Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys. Sorry I can't come on today. I hope you have a great show. No, I just know I support Enoch in this endeavour wholeheartedly. There's people in this country that go against court orders all the time. The bank accounts don't get frozen. If Peter Ford's walking out of court, bank accounts don't get frozen. Money taken off them. Your career criminals don't have money taken off them out of bank accounts. It's an absolute nonsense. It's lawfare. It's state lawfare against this man. He's allowed to have his beliefs and he's allowed to stand in the argument. He's standing in. They don't have to like it. But what they're doing now, this is totalitarian. And then you look what's going on in the Dáil itself. These people are not here for our betterment. You know, you'll do what you're told and you'll stand on your neck. And I keep saying to you two lads, I'm very worried about you two going forward because we're all this new hate speech law and what you can and what you can't say. You will have no show soon enough and you're not about to run away from it. You know, you'll have to stand your ground at some stage. So now I back in, I'll be adding to his GoFundMe because on this issue, I support him wholeheartedly, 100%. It's the state that's in the wrong on this issue, to my mind anyway. I know people are going to go contempt of court. But you know, like I said, plenty of people in this country in contempt of court aren't having their bank accounts frozen and they don't lose their jobs because of it. So that's where I stand, boys. Have a great show.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's the place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Now, Susan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Susan?
How are things?
Good, thanks, Susan. What did you want to say on this?
I just wanted to compare the case of Enoch Burke and what's happening to him at the moment with regards to Joseph Pruska, who stabbed a teacher, Ashley Murphy, mm-hmm. who was out for a run 7 times, murdered her. Then his family went and covered up...
Sorry, can I just stop
sorry,
you?
Sorry,
right? I want to stop you right there. I can't discuss his family because...
Oh, fair enough. Okay,
I'll tell you why, right. Because their case is before the courts. They're due in court in a couple of weeks.
I totally understand.
Okay,
so I'm just concentrating him. So,
yep.
Right, so we paid for his five-bedroom... Still paying for his five-bedroom house. We're still paying for his wife. We're still paying for his children. We paid for his legal team. We paid for his interpreter. He's been in the country for 10 years and he can't understand English. Not only is all that true, we continue to pay him while he's in jail and we're paying for his legal team for his appeal against his murder conviction.
No, I agree with you there. This is something I've shouted about for years about free legal aid. And I was...
Okay, sorry, I have to stop both of you there.
Everybody's entitled to free legal aid.
Okay, I'm going to stop both of you there. What has this got to do, Susan, with Enoch Burke?
What it has to do with Enoch Burke is, did he murder someone? Did he stab someone? Is he convicted murderer?
No to all of the above.
Five-bedroom house. Each of his children have their own bed that I'm paying for. I'm paying for their social welfare.
Okay.
I'm paying for
again,
his.
Again, I want to pull away from that case and ask
3,000 euro to be able to afford a house and that's taken off.
But again, I'm asking you, what has this got to do with Enoch Burke owing 80,000 euro for consistent contempt of court?
Yeah, contempt of court. I totally agree with you. He is in contempt of court, but he hasn't murdered anyone. What's the difference, right? Why are we pandering to Joseph Pruska's family and Joseph Pruska? Why are we pandering to them? Why don't we deport them, get out of the country? I don't want to pay for them. Murderers, out.
I know, but why? Yeah, we all agree with that. But why are you... There's no connection between the two stories.
It's government, isn't it?
No, because everybody.
Okay, so
everybody's entitled to free legal aid if they don't meet.
I agree with you, but on appeal, no, they're
Susan,
not entitled.
Susan, the school that Enoch Burke was working at had a pain in their face with him protesting outside the school.
Oh, God, help them.
And they took the case to court. And the High Court ordered Mr. Burke to stop protesting outside the school. He continued to give the two fingers to the court and continued to protest outside the school. The court then ruled that he would be... No. The court then ruled that he would be held in contempt of court if he continued to protest outside the school and he would be fined 700 euro per day that he does it. Now, all these years later, that 700 euro per day fine has racked up to 80,000 euro because he has consistently given the two fingers to the High Court and consistently protested outside that school. That's why he owes the money. So it's called...
I know that. You're telling me things I know. I know all this.
So contempt of court is there for a reason, to make sure that people abide by a court ruling. The court ordered him not to do something, and he continued to do it.
Do you see any injustice at all that our tax payments are going towards keeping this family that never worked a day in their lives in Ireland, but we're trying to take the few bob that a man is trying to save up to afford a house because he wouldn't accept a civil court ruling? Do you think that's just and fair?
I don't make the rules.
I know you don't. I'm just asking your personal opinion. Do you think that's unfair?
This school has a right, I would have thought.
I agree with you. They do.
Do you think
that's just and fair in Ireland at the moment, what is happening in this country at the moment?
I don't know how you can make a connection. These are completely separate issues.
They are separate issues, but they're all happening in Ireland at the moment. It's all happening in Ireland at the moment.
Okay, would you, Susan, contribute to a GoFundMe for Enoch Burke to help him with that €80,000 bill?
Come here, boy. I'm struggling to afford my mortgage, to be quite honest with you. And the way things are going, my two lads will be living with me till I'm 80. So no, I won't be contributing because I don't have it. It's not an option.
If you had it.
If I had it, I'd go out. I'd go out for a pint with my husband, which we don't get to do anymore.
Okay, so no, you won't be supporting the GoFundMe for Enoch Burke.
I won't.
But what do you think of the principle of somebody having set it up? I mean, this 80,000 that he owes through his own fault.
He does, but do you not see any injustice with me paying for 5-bedroom gas for a murderer's family down the country? Do you not see any problem with that?
Again, a completely separate issue.
It is a separate issue, but it's all happening in Ireland at the moment. You're concerned. Why aren't you talking about murderers and we're harboring their family and giving them free medical cards?
We've spoken about that on many, many podcasts. This podcast... Well, no, it doesn't seem, Susan, you seem to lack the ability to be able to stick on one topic. The topic is Enoch Burke, and you keep saying, but what about?
I know you're right there, right.
But what about me granny's gammy leg?
Okay, the bottom line is, Susan, a lot of people have a great degree of sympathy for Enoch Burke owing €80,000 in fines that he built up by consistently ignoring a court order. Now, do you have sympathy for him?
I do, of course, yeah.
How could you have sympathy for him?
How do you mean, how could I have sympathy for him? She's standing up for what he believes in. He wouldn't call a boy a girl.
Okay, you've heard
a cat or dog or whatever it was.
No, there was no cats or dogs. It was a child that was transitioning and wanted to be recognised by the pronouns that the child wanted to use and by a new name. That's it.
Yeah, but I think that he goes by the science that if you have a vagina, you're a female. Maybe he's crazy. Maybe I'm crazy.
That's fine. But he was dismissed from his job at the school because he intimidated and harassed a colleague.
Allegedly, yeah.
No. This is why he was dismissed from the school and had breached the confidence of a student in the school who wished to transition. In other words, he made that young...
money by chasing this man down, taking every few bob he has. This is how our tax dollars, our tax few bobs
okay,
this, are being
sorry, hang on.
Susan.
I just want to deal with that bit for one second. He breached the confidence of a student in the school who wished to transition. Now, the reason that's significant is he was making that particular case about that particular child who was most likely the only child in that school at that moment who was transitioning a public case, and that is a disgraceful thing to do.
A teacher's job in a school, Susan, whether you like it or not, is just to teach the children. It's not to take a moral issue or
to teach the children. I totally agree with
that. That's literally the job of a teacher, is to teach a child, not to judge a child on whatever they want to be called or whatever, if they're transitioning or not. And the fact is, you're going on about what your taxes are going on. That man, your taxes have been going on Enoch Burke for the last while, because he's been getting a full wage from that school, even though he hasn't worked a day there. So are you happy with your taxes going to that?
Well, I'm happier that it goes to that man than who is going to down the country on a 5-bedroom house.
Keep going back to it.
I will, yeah.
But there's no getting through to you. Like, there's literally no getting through to you. You're trying to...
There is. I agree with everything you're saying. What I'm trying to put across to you is just 10 times worse going on in Ireland. 10 times worse. Leave the man alone.
Okay. All right. Okay. Stay there for a second.
So let's not have any laws. Let's not have
contempt of court laws. Let's go in, and when the judge orders you to do something, you just give him the two fingers and say, "Piss off, judge. I'm not doing that."
Are you right?
Okay, stay there for a moment.
We should just shut down the Central Criminal Court as well. Shut it all down. Let's not have any courts.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Arjun? How you doing, Jeremy? Look, what a case, you know. I think everybody in Ireland knows about this so far. Look, I always told Breen on book. He has his beliefs, and, you know, what we all know what happened. This has stemmed from not calling a kid a she or a they or a them. You know, the school has made several complaints about him, calling him that he said this, that, you know, and he has breached conduct in the school, what have you not. And then they go on to lock him up, Asian. This is very important, Asian and Jeremy, what happened then.
Sorry,
you know,
yeah,
I know
yeah,
he
yeah,
breached
sorry,
court orders. I just want to say this. I know he breached court orders.
And that's why he was locked up. That's all.
I get that. And there's no problem with this.
And anybody who makes the connection that he was jailed because he wouldn't call a child by
a
different pronoun, that's not why he was jailed.
Yeah, but he stood. The reason why he was jailed, he stood up to the government and he stood up to everybody around him.
Sorry, John, this has nothing to do with the government at all.
Of course it has. What has the government done, Adrian?
They have
fucking seized his assets.
The government had no hand, act, or part in seizing the money out of his bank account. That was a High Court order, and
who runs the country? It's the government. It's all got to do with the government.
John,
had it there on their fucking cases there, Adrian, a couple of years ago when this started.
We have an independent judiciary in this country, John.
It is, yes,
The Taoiseach can't ring a High Court judge and say, "How are you? I wonder would you lock up?"
I never said that. It stems from there, Asia. But the fact of the matter is, look, he is weirdy. I will always blame him. What a shithole government anyway, yesterday and the whole lot today. Assholes. Listen, imagine this, right? Imagine in 2025, okay, when a man stands up for his beliefs and what have you not, and this stems from that to this, and to now, they're at this season his court, his money, season. Here, the next will be after his fucking house. Watch, I guarantee you. Now, the fact of the matter is, everybody's wondering why he's...
Sorry, John, by the way, this is only the start. He owes €80,000 and... The court has heard this week that if they can't get money out of him, they'll have to go after other assets. So that is going to happen.
That's right. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. His car, maybe, whatever it may be.
This €80,000 fine is not one fine. It's loads of €700 fines that have built up to 80 grand.
Here's where my point is here. Where else was he to protest? In the middle of a field somewhere? The reason why he went down to Stewart's Hospital for the simple reason is that was his place of work, and that still remains his place of work. He is still being paid by his employer. That's where he stems from, you know. So where else is he gonna protest? You know, you see him protest all over the country, Adrian. And where do everybody go when they have a problem with the government? They go to Dáil Éireann, they go to TD's houses, which
I have to stop again. This has nothing to do with the government. The government aren't involved in this in any way.
Well, my point is, Jeremy, where does he go to protest? You know, he's being told to stay away from the school, obviously, as we know that. And as Adrian keeps saying, he's being fined £700 a day when he turns up there. So where else is he to go to protest?
But John, do you think it's okay for somebody like this to just continually give the two fingers to the court, give the two fingers to the judge, and continue to breach a court order?
He's getting fucked too, Adrian. He's getting fucked too. Do you think he wants to be doing this? I don't think for one minute the Bourke family want to be doing this.
Sorry.
I really don't.
He's in prison for one reason and one reason only, as Adrian says, because he chose to be in prison. He chose.
I get that, Jeremy.
No, you don't, John. The elevator's not going to the top floor today.
It is. No, of course it is. No. I've been following this case since it started. And the fact of the matter is that you have to go out to America to get a bit of limelight going again. You know, because the Irish government want to hide their heads and they want to say, no, we don't want to know about the books. You know, we're fucking sick of them. The reason why the government is sick of the books is because they're standing up for themselves. Why and fair fucking play to them. You have to give it to them.
Why do you keep mentioning the government? The government don't give a flying fuck, God forgive me, about
it. They do. Because they're making a show of the government, Jeremy. They are making a show of the government.
It's nothing.
What? They made a show of them there when it was over there at St. Patrick's Week.
That didn't
it was all over the news. You should not see the news.
Sorry, the only people that made a show of themselves was the Burke family. They look like bloody...
Not at all. Sure, why was it all over the news? Everything here, listen, whether it's bad publicity or good publicity, everything is publicity, Jeremy, at the end of the day.
John, the bottom line here is that the 80 grand that this man owes to the court is 80 grand that he built
up. He shouldn't owe fuck all to the courts. It's just the court's way of shutting them the fuck up. That's all it is.
No,
and if you can't see that, there's
no
wrong with you.
John.
It's a gagging order, lad. It's a fucking gagging order.
No, it's not. An organisation.
What the fucking is? What is it then?
Sorry, hang on. An organisation like a school and their private property has a right to go to court and ask the court to stop that man protesting on their premises. That's exactly what
they
do.
So you can do that. I can do that. We know that.
That's exactly.
Everybody knows that.
John, listen.
But this is a gagging order by the government to hit him in the pocket and say, well, that'll teach him. Do you actually think this will teach you like Borg? Well, honestly, I'm for now. Honestly.
Well, if he's no bloody money and he's no bloody house and he's no...
He will not. Yeah, agent. He'll be there next week, next month, next... I'll tell you what.
Okay,
he will not fucking stop.
Okay, let me ask you another question then. Okay. I am in a violent relationship. Okay? And
this is not the same.
This is not the same. For 1 second. And I get a barring order against my husband or my wife, okay? Ordered by the courts. And my husband or my wife continues to...
It's unfair to compare them both. It's not the same. He was dismissed from his job.
I'm aware of that.
They said that.
I know why he was dismissed from his job. However, he continued to protest on the school premises, private property. And they went to court. And
he's at the gates of the school. He's not on the school property.
He was protesting inside the grounds of the school as well, John. Jesus,
that was a while back.
Countless photographs.
But look, here, listen, agent. Okay, if you look, I can understand what you're saying there, but it's not the same as a barring order, a this order, or a that order. You know, it is not the same. He's not causing any violence. He's not threatening anybody. You know, it's different, agent. He hasn't been violent whatsoever through all of this, agent. If anybody has been violent towards the Bogue family, it's the guard. He pulled them out fucking courts by the heads. But that's about it. That's the only violence I've ever seen. But the fact of the matter is, this man and his family still have beliefs. They still do. And they still have religious beliefs in this. I don't really care about religion. But these do. And these have to be recognized for this Asia. No matter what happens here. Their religious beliefs have to be upheld.
Hang on, John. You respect the religious beliefs of Enoch Burke, yeah?
I respect the religious beliefs of everybody, Adrian.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I'm delighted. But you don't respect the beliefs of a child that wants to change their pronouns.
Here, hold on for a minute.
It's a yes no question.
He is a teacher.
You just said you respect anybody's beliefs, no matter what they are. Okay.
I don't think he should have bowed down to that. No, okay. And I don't think anybody should, Jeremy.
So hang on. So you respect Enoch Burke's beliefs to be able to preach the Bible as he sees fit, but you don't respect.
That's it. If he wants to do that, that's his business. Yes.
But if a child wants to be recognised as a cat, you don't support that.
No, we don't. Because it's fucking ridiculous.
Jeremy,
it's fucking stupidness. Hang on, it should never happen to the force fight.
Jeremy, take that back because there is no connection. Nobody is talking about recognising a child as a cat.
Yes, sir,
we're talking about a child that is transitioning from one gender to another. That's it.
Yes,
no cats, no dogs, no.
I'm being flippant about it, that these people that say that I respect Enoch Burke's beliefs, why don't you respect the beliefs of that child's parents, okay? That the child was transitioning and I want to be known by different pronouns. No, there's no way you should be known by different pronouns, but Enoch Burke is allowed to...
Should every fucking school about a denigration of Jeremy, if that's the case? Should every teacher just start calling the fucking students what they want in the morning?
You either agree with someone being able to express their beliefs or you don't.
I don't agree with kids. I don't agree with kids calling them.
Okay.
I don't.
John, stay with me for a second.
Jesus Christ.
I have a message that I'm going to play for you in just one moment. Stay there.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Eddie sent us this WhatsApp voice note for John.
A question for John there. He keeps saying, where else does he go to protest? He's protesting outside his place of work, right? Okay, John, if you had a real job and not a fucking delivery driver, right? Say you worked in a warehouse and you had an issue and you were told by a court, there was a rule passed, you are not allowed to protest outside of your job. And you turned up and you protested and you were in contempt of court and you were fined €700 a day. Whose fault is that?
That's exactly what this comes down to, John.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Fair play to Enoch Booker, what he's doing. Now, that's what my point is, agent. You know, it'd be like FM 104 there when if you had a row and you were like, but she's not locking me out. You're not, you know, I made this show, and which you did at that time. You know, well, how would you feel then, agent? You were fucked off and you were told, no, that's at the end of that. Yeah, what would you do? What would you have done? You would have went back to the building at FM 104 and you would have obviously protested, you know, the same way as everybody else would have done. You know, this is what my point is.
John, if a court orders you to stop doing something, you have to abide by a court's ruling. End of.
No.
Just ignore the court. Okay. All right. Stay there. Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Adrian.
What are you annoyed about listening to this conversation? Tell me.
John is a fool. Absolute fool. Look, right. First of all, as you try to explain to him, there is a separation of powers between the government and the judicial system. The two are not the same.
And John doesn't get that. John just isn't getting that.
He does not understand that. Second of all,
they're doing everything in their power to lock this guy up, to take his money away.
What else
are they going to fucking do next?
Hold on.
What are they going
to
do next?
Second of all, hang on. Right, let me get to that. Second of all, this man decided, he chose to be in contempt of court after threatening the principal and office staff in the school, which is why they had to get him removed in the first place.
Have you got that in the evidence? Have you got that in evidence?
The court has.
How do you know that?
Because it was in the newspaper. I've been following it as well.
Where did you get up there with that? There was a disagreement. There was a disagreement. And it's still being
That led to Enoch Burke threatening his principal and the office administrators for not letting him into the building. They have the emails, you dumbass. The court
You're
the
dumbass. So what's your point? Lock him up, is it? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Lock him up again.
Right, hold on. My point is everybody is entitled to their opinions and beliefs. Everybody. No one is entitled to breach court orders. We have laws for a reason,
and that is to keep people safe. Listen, come here. I'm not listening to the bullshit of you as well, okay?
The fact
of the matter is, this guy shouldn't be where he is today, and nobody should be in his fucking bank account. Nobody should be in his bank account. They can't fucking defeat him. That's what it is. The Irish government can't defeat him. The court can't defeat him. It doesn't matter who they are. Nobody can defeat the books, and that's what's getting in everyone's case.
This is not about defeating him. This is about him following the law and ensuring that everybody follows the law.
Believe me, this is.
And if he's not going to follow the law, they have to make him follow the law.
Do you think this will stop the books, do you?
In what?
Honest opinion, do you think it'll stop the books?
In what?
And then taking his money off and stopping him and looking for what he's got. He wants his shot back. He wants to be fucking.
He wants to come here.
Do you know what? The fact of the matter is, here, he should have went above and beyond. That man shouldn't have served a day in jail. You know, you can talk about court orders all you fucking like. They were all wrong. They were done wrong on this
man.
All for his beliefs.
I would have loved if Enoch Burke had followed the proper procedure in order to get his job back, but he didn't do that, did he?
So we're never going to give him his job back. Because the fact of the matter is, everybody said it. Oh, he shouldn't have said that about a jam, this, that, you know. That's not the fucking point, and the problem is here.
The second he threatened his principal
John, hang on for one second. The fact of the matter is that it's not what he said, it's the way he said it, and the way he
Lock him up, Adrian. Take his money away.
Nobody said it, Adrian. He brought
a private dispute within the company, within the school. He brought that public. He made public the private workings of a child. And that's why he was sacked.
They fucking sacked him. Well, they didn't sack him. They dismissed him. from his job because he wouldn't say, he wouldn't bow down. That's his beliefs. We have every religion coming into this country, okay? And we respect every religion coming into this country, no matter what the fuck religion they are, okay? And that's it. That's the way that's what all is being told. And we do that on a regular basis, on a daily basis. If they want to pray at their mosque, let them pray at their fucking mosque. If they want to bow down on a towel there in their job, that's what they're doing. But the fact of the matter is, how dare Enoch Burke, in his religious beliefs, not call a damn a day or a he or a she? Do you know what I mean? Do you hear what I'm getting out here? Do you hear how stupid this is? And look at him now.
But again, that's not the issue.
He's taking all his fucking money. It is the issue.
That's not the issue.
How do you think we got there?
When he was fired, when he was dismissed, he was under investigation.
Sorry, can I just clarify, John? He has been sacked from his job. He is appealing that dismissal. Okay?
Instead of waiting for that appeal, he went and harassed people.
The fact of the matter is, guys, he's still not fired yet. The last say hasn't been fed yet, Adrian, yes. So the fact of the matter is, he still has got a job. He's still being paid by the job. But the fact of the matter is, leaving all that aside, do you actually think that should happen to everybody in this country then? If they don't obey by the Cork rules?
I was about to say, do you not believe that a company or a school or whoever it is has a right to dismiss a member of staff if they believe that that member of staff is behaving in an unreasonable way? Because that's exactly why the school dismissed him from his job.
I stand with Enoch Burke. What if they say the same thing? Do you get what I'm saying?
Stay with me for a second, John, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Louise, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Louise?
I'm not too bad at all. How are you?
Good, thanks, Louise. What did you want to say on this?
Just on John's point there, Enoch Burke was not dismissed for his beliefs. He was dismissed for not respecting somebody else's. If the school had asked Enoch Burke to transition, that would be disrespecting his beliefs. They never asked him that. They asked him to respect somebody else's. It's as simple as that.
And like I said, the High Court was told that he was dismissed from his position at Wilson's Hospital School because he had intimidated and harassed a colleague and had breached the confidence of a student in the school who wished to transition. That's the reason, John. No other reason.
That's it. You see, there's loads of other reasons why Adrian, everybody's going to say
there's
it.
Not.
You know,
but there's a couple of reasons there.
The Burke family has said
discriminated
already
against in any way whatsoever, he wouldn't have lost his job. That was not discrimination against his
beliefs. He was discriminating against anybody.
He is fully entitled to his beliefs. I'm entitled to mine and you're entitled to yours.
Of course he is.
You're not entitled to
his beliefs. He's a fucking teacher.
He was a teacher. Not anymore.
He still is a teacher.
No, he's not.
You know, and you'll find out. I see how the hate crowd is on today, Adrian. Every hate crowd on today. Very good, Adrian. But the fact of the matter is, whether you like Enoch Burke or not, he still has his beliefs, and they still should be upheld. And should probably ever went through his bank account.
100%. His beliefs should be upheld. He is so entitled to his beliefs. Thank God we live in a community and a country where your beliefs are your entitled.
And you think he should have went for his bank account?
They didn't go for his bank account because of his beliefs. They went for his bank account because he broke the law.
And why did he break the law?
He breached a court order not to protest outside the school.
And what happened to him? What happened to him? He's standing out there. He wanted his job back. Why didn't anybody stand in? Hold on for a minute. Why didn't anybody stand in for a minute and try, you know, level this and put this to sleep many a moon ago? Why didn't anybody stand in and say, well, okay, here, guys, we're going to have to sort something out here. We don't want this getting over. Fuck it. Look where it is now today. They're seizing his piss credit or his bank balances. They will be after his house. No doubt about that, because this guy is not going to stop. I don't believe he's going to stop either. And I don't think anybody in this country.
So
you know.
you're saying, and rightly so.
And rightly so. Why not?
I think he's fucking right. Yeah, I don't think he should ever stop.
If
he should go all in now.
Law,
so here, what else has he got to lose?
He face the consequences. He is
fuck them all. The law of the Did you see the other law? They're letting paedophiles here. Did you have a look at the fucking Central Criminal Court? They're letting paedophiles walk every day of the week.
But they're lucky enough to walk up and
hold on a minute. Let's call a spade a spade if you want to talk about the law. They let the paedophiles walk every day of the week, but they're not fucking here. Walk up.
Again,
a fucking teacher. And a very respectable, hold on, a very respectable person of this country, or his family, okay? They lock him up and seize his bank accounts, but they let the school walk free. Is that the way the law works?
John, again, and I said this...
Will you get your shit together? Come on now.
I said this to our very first caller earlier on, who kept bringing up a different court case.
That's the law.
Completely separate.
Okay, John, can I ask you a question? Because it seems like you love Enoch Burke. He's your best buddy, okay? Can I ask you a question?
I think he's fucking right in what he's doing, and I support him. I do.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
And he's fully within his rights to protest in a way that's not harming or affecting anybody
else.
Can I ask you a question?
Give us a smart arse question.
It's not a smart arse, because you're Enoch's number one supporter. You probably have a poster of him on your wall. That's fine. I have a question for you. Did you have sex outside marriage? Did you have sex before marriage?
Don't start to say I'm not a religious person.
No, it's a simple question. Did you have sex before, or did you have children?
Did you have
children outside marriage?
I did, of course. I'm not married, and I never will be married. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, no, so
where are we going here?
Well, we'll get there quick. Don't worry. So you had children outside marriage. You had sex before marriage.
Yes.
Do you ever deliver chicken balls on a Sunday? Do you work on a Sunday?
I don't deliver. I don't. I run a business now. But go on anyway. Keep going.
But when you did,
what's the problem?
But you've worked on a Sunday, haven't you? You've worked on a Sunday before on the Sabbath, haven't you, before?
I work 7 days a week, seven nights a week.
The time of day,
okay, so, yeah, exactly. All these things that you've done, you think Enoch Burke is your ally. Fundamental Christians like the Burke family would look down their nose on people like you who've had sex outside.
I don't care.
But Enoch Burke just
I really don't care. But the fact of the matter is, I'm sure the Burke family know there's people from all over the world supporting them now at this stage. Even the Americans are supporting them now.
Yeah, the mad fundamental Christians in America, nut jobs.
There we go again, John.
This is putting it all in the one basket that this guy was dismissed for his beliefs. He was not dismissed for his beliefs. He was dismissed for the way in
he
which...
was, because that's where it started.
No.
He was not dismissed for his beliefs. That's the root of the entire argument. He was dismissed for breaking the law.
The child, he or the she. That's it. That's where the start is.
Again, John, his contempt of court fines of 700 euro per day.
Well, here's the thing. So what do you do then? Lock him up, fuck him, take all his money off him, take his house off him.
Do you have any understanding for what contempt of court actually means?
Oh, I do, of course I do. But the fact of the matter is, like I said, somebody mentioned law earlier on. See this kip of a country? It's a laughable when you tell me here. When you tell me law here in Ireland, I laugh at everyone. Is law? What fucking law? There is no law in Ireland.
Louise, what do you make of that attitude? And by the way, John would be representing a very large swathe of people who support Enoch Burke, are behind him for what he's standing for, and all of that.
I completely appreciate that people are going to
be... Most of the people that support him do not live a Christian lifestyle.
Absolutely.
I saw a fella on Facebook the other day and saying, I stand by Enoch Burke. This fella has three kids for three different women. The Burkes would...
spit on him.
They would literally throw holy buckets of holy water over this fella.
He'd be stoned for it.
Yeah, exactly. They don't get it.
Everyone is entitled to their opinion, and they're entitled to believe what they like. They're not entitled to hurt other people in the process.
When you hear
Enoch Burke to transition, that would be infringing on his rights.
On his rights, yep. Okay, so when you hear that, firstly, the courts have ordered that Bank of Ireland hand over 40 grand out of Enoch Burke's accounts, which have now been frozen. He's actually protesting outside a bank on his social media recently. And now somebody has set up a GoFundMe for him. What do you think of people doing that and helping him to pay a bill that he actually built up himself?
I think people are honestly just misinformed, and they're taking the wrong things from the entire case. They're taking out the fact that he was dismissed for his beliefs, when that isn't the case. That's not what happened.
And that is exactly what the Burkes tried to do in America. They tried to simplify 100%. It and make it sound like he was dismissed from his position for his religious beliefs, and that is not what happened exactly.
That's not what happened. It's completely misrepresented.
Will you be contributing to the GoFundMe?
I won't be contributing to the GoFundMe, but I do feel sorry for the Burkes. I really do. The brainwashing they've had, they're ridiculously intelligent kids who would be well able to take on any job this country has to offer. And because of their brainwashing and because of the way the family has carried themselves, they're now unemployable. Their lives are basically in the toilet.
Yeah, all of them, unfortunately. All of them. And as you said, extremely well-qualified solicitors.
Very
and everything
capable
else.
People.
Yep. And they're literally making themselves unemployable.
Put their intelligence for good, but unfortunately, they're used for hate.
Yeah, but they're not exactly the poster children for the benefits of homeschooling now, are they?
No, that's the point. That's exactly Louise's point.
I mean, whatever was ever going to homeschool me kids, that ain't happening now. You know?
100%.
Good to talk to you, Louise. Thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me bring in Jordan on this.
I swear to God, this Burke fella, he just can't stay out of the news, can he? And now we have a topic about him today. Look, to sum this guy up, he's like an annoying rash, right? That just won't go away. No matter how what you do, how hard you try, it just won't fuck off. He's becoming a pest now lately. And it's actually laughable now in these days. It's actually beyond a joke, and it's kind of getting quite sad. Let's go back to the very beginning here, right? He didn't refer to someone by a pronoun. If he didn't want to do that, then so be it. Let that be on him, okay? Whether it's his belief, whatever the case may be, so be it. But at the end of the day, he's in a job, he has to act professional, and he has a responsibility to the students as well, which he obviously failed, which obviously is the reason that he does the things that accumulated for that skill to say to him, listen, do you mind just going away? Thank you very much. Suspended, whatever the fuck they did. So be it. His family are obviously crazy. What was it, 2 weeks ago there, they showed up in the States there, some dinner and made an absolute fool of themselves, or an absolute embarrassment to themselves, and it just shows what they're like. I don't know why people are donating money. It's ridiculous. He's a martyr to his own cause. I wouldn't donate the steam of my own piss to him. I think he's a fucking joke. He has to pay the price, just like anyone else would if they violated a court order. If I was to violate a court order tomorrow morning, I would expect to pay the price for it. Simple as. He was told to stay away. He didn't listen. Now he has to pay the price. He has done this to himself, and he only has himself to blame. You shouldn't be throwing money at him because he won't learn from his mistakes, or he won't listen and won't get through his thick skull to stay away and do not violate this fucking court order. Simple as. He's a martyr to his own cause, and people who are donating to him are stupid. Simple as. Sorry, that's just the way
opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Hi, guys. Is John still there, or has he?
John, are you still there, or have you got your shit?
I sure am, Angela. I'm like the books, so don't go away.
John,
how are you, Angela?
Can I ask you a question? Do you know how much it costs to keep a prisoner? A year.
I'm with you. I'm well aware of it. Just yes, I am. Yeah.
About 85 grand.
Yes.
Right. Is he in prison over a year?
Did you think the Burkes? I just want to cut you straight off. I know all about when how long he spent in prison, what have you not. So just get to the point, Angela, please.
The point is, you're an absolute fool because you want to stand by who would basically have you stoned to death. Because you've committed fraud, you've committed theft, you've had sex outside marriage, you obviously know friends that you have friends or family that are gay.
Oh, I don't have any friends, Angela. You're right. I don't. Anyway, Angela, what's the point?
I didn't say you didn't have friends. Do you have gay? Do you know people that are gay?
I do know people that are gay, Angela. Yes, I do. And fans and everything else.
So, but you think it's okay to stand by a man who doesn't agree with any of that?
Here's the case. Like I said, Angela, I don't care if you want to be gay, you want to be trans, you want to be this, but I do not, and I said this to Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon before on multiple shows, I will never, ever call a gem or a J.
a boy out of jail. And I think he was right. And that, and this is what stemmed from that.
I think he was right as well.
No matter what spin you put on Enoch Boyle,
I can't hear when both of you are shouting, so please.
I think he was absolutely right to stand by his beliefs. If he did not want to address a student as that, that is his beliefs. But you know what you do? You take it to court. You don't abuse the principal. You don't threaten the staff.
He didn't abuse him. He said that he wouldn't give in to this.
No, John. He was dismissed because he had intimidated and harassed a colleague. That's very clear.
Right? You believe
So that was the dismiss. So you think that if anyone out there is abused, intimidated and threatened, you think that if someone takes out a court order, you know, like a protection order, that anyone should just go fuck it? Sure, it doesn't matter.
Do you not think they were abused and intimidated, the Burke family, Andrew?
The Burke family?
How many times do you reckon, Angela, this has happened?
But they've got nothing to do with this. The Burke family have nothing to do with this. Enoch Burke does. The rest of the family don't. And going over
Angela, just on that, the rest of the family are actually involved, and some of the family are directly involved in this because they turned up at a meeting in the school, a disciplinary meeting, and caused mayhem at the bloody meeting.
Oh, yeah, no, but what I'm saying is it has nothing directly to do with them, as in he...
It doesn't matter. Listen, anyway, Andrew, so where are we going with this? You don't stand outside
and intimidate and threaten someone. So you think that if someone's feeling threatened, intimidated and gets a protection order, they should just...
What was so intimidating and threatening? What did he do, Andrew? I keep asking everybody this that gets on the show. What did he do to intimidate and threaten anybody? He never don't fuck all but stand there.
Were you there? In the snow.
He never
there?
Done anything to anybody.
Were you there? He never did anything.
He's fucking gone over social media. We've seen it. He never done anything to nobody, Angela.
Facebook, it's true.
Dear Angela, do you know what it was?
Nobody was ever hit. Nobody was ever got a hiding over this.
Listen, come here, Angela. Hold on for a minute. Do you know how stupid this looks for the government? Anybody keeps saying it's nothing to do with the government, but I believe the government are linked to the failure.
You can believe all the government are linked.
But the fact of the matter is, you think, Angela, you think he should have just gave up from day one and went home and just lay in bed and waited for Stuart to make a decision? Is that what you think he should have done? I just want to ask Adrian and Jeremy that as well.
Adrian, stop saying that to you, Adrian and Jeremy as well.
I can't hear both of you. Jesus Christ. John, you're asking me a question. Should he have just gone home? No, but he should also not have broken a court order. The court orders were set up,
okay, to keep him away in the school.
Correct. We all know that.
Now, where was he going to protest? As I said to Jeremy earlier on, what was he going to stand in the middle of Stephen's Green?
He could have protested on the N4 road that goes past the front of that school. Can I just say this, Jeremy?
Why did this gain so much momentum? Because he went to the school of his employment that time. Yeah. That was his employment.
He did it so fast. He did it 100 times.
That's right. But that's the reason why that this picked up some momentum, so much publicity. Because he was there, even though the court said, oh, you're not to be there, you're not broker, we'll lock you up. Lock me fucking up. And they did lock him up.
And they did lock him up on several occasions. Stay there for a second. Angela, let me ask you a question. What do you think of people setting up a GoFundMe to help this guy?
I think they're absolute idiots. What he should have done is what I did with a previous employer, right? I got unfairly dismissed and I brought them to court. That's what you do. I didn't stand outside my job protesting. And John, if you were in such support of him, why aren't you standing outside my Mountjoy protesting?
That's a good question. That is a good question. He's gone off the line because I want to bring in one last call, and that is, that's you, Grace. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. Will you be contributing to the GoFundMe to help Enoch Burke?
I won't be contributing to the GoFundMe because I think it's absolutely ludicrous that that was set up, to be honest. But I do understand where people are coming from and what they're saying, that he doesn't deserve what he's getting done to him. I don't think it's right. I think the root of all of this started because he was asked to engage in something that went against his beliefs. And I know he broke the court order, but there are people walking out of court every single day who break barring orders, protection orders. There's never anything done to them to get away with a slap on the wrist. I feel like he was made an example out of, because this is the way the world has to work. You have to,
but you have to go along with it. Okay, but this guy could have purged his contempt of court at any time before he ran up tens of thousands of euro in fines from the court. All he had to do was say, "Grand, I won't protest outside the school anymore. I'll do my protest in a different way, not outside the school." That's all he had to do.
Yeah, but generally, like, if somebody is not being threatened, is there in any danger? Usually a court order wouldn't be put in place.
You just heard Angela say, well, the school requested that he be stopped protesting outside their school. The school put in a request to the court, and the court sided with the school and ordered Mr. Burke not to protest outside the school.
And you know why that was? To not bring publicity on the case, because they knew that the majority of the country would be up in arms over it.
The fact of the matter is that, and I've said this a few times, he was dismissed from the school not only over being intimidating and harassing a colleague and breaching the confidence of a student in the school who wished to transition. In other words, making this case a public case.
Did he release the name of the student?
No, but you're probably only one in the whole school. So that's the point, that it breached the confidence of a student in the school. And we're talking about a teenager here who suddenly, because of this man, has become the focus of a national news story. I doubt that child is actually still in the school anymore. It's been going on so long. But the fact of the matter is, it was highlighting a case with a teenager at the centre of it, and if there was more than one, there may be two in that school, but that's it. So you'd be easily identifiable. And no, he didn't name the child, but he breached the confidence of that student.
Yeah, but the alternative is then that he stays quiet and his beliefs are pushed to the back. And I think I've had this conversation with you guys before. I don't think that one person's belief is more important than the others. And I feel like there needs to be a common ground. And like John said, why didn't somebody go in there and try to mediate this case? Because that's what should have been done.
Okay,
it shouldn't have been one person's belief taken over the others.
Okay, there was a meeting in the school where his dismissal was being discussed, and the family hijacked that meeting. They absolutely hijacked the bloody meeting. And so, in other words, what I'm saying is, you have to look at these in separate ways. One is the court order telling him not to protest outside the school anymore, okay? And that was a very simple order. And all he had to do was say, okay, I'll take my protest elsewhere. He didn't. He continued to ignore it, maybe hoping the fines would go away, but lo and behold, they didn't go away. And he was jailed, and those fines continued to build up. And all he has to do is say, I'm sorry, I won't protest outside the school anymore. Everything else, but everything else can be dealt with separately. As you just heard from Angela, you go to the Labour Court, take an unfair dismissals case, and play your cards.
And the thing is, Grace, when you pair this all back, and we've been saying for the last hour, let's not go back to how it started, but this did all start because a teacher refused to use the pronouns that the child in school wanted to be identified with, yeah?
By the way, there was a previous case in that same school and he never objected.
Yeah, I get that. So if you take it, I don't know if you have children, Grace. Do you have children yet?
I do, yeah.
Okay, if your child, and I don't know, maybe it will happen, maybe it won't happen, maybe it'll happen with one of my kids. If your child somewhere down the line in school decides in their life that they were born into the wrong body and they decide that they want to identify as female, whatever the case may be, you as a parent, mm-hmm. you will support them 100%. I'd imagine, won't you? Because I know I would.
Absolutely.
You do. Mm-hmm. And if your child came home, I'm not saying this happened in the case at the Burke School, but if your child came home one day and said, and Grace, you said to the child, why are you crying? Because the teacher refused to say my name that I identify. Go, you would be marching up to that school straight away. You will do anything to protect your children and to stand by your children, would you not? And would you go mad?
I wouldn't.
For the school.
I'm not in that position, so I can't say. But now, if you're asking me, like, to Imagine that. I would not walk up to the school. Everybody is entitled to their own beliefs. And if my child is charged by somebody else...
If a teacher made your child... If your child came home crying because of a teacher, I can guarantee you, there's not a parent that wouldn't march up to a school and demand action. Would you agree?
I wouldn't try to force anybody to call a child by a particular pronoun if that went against their beliefs. Absolutely not.
Okay, so the bottom line is you support Enoch Burke. You think he has done the right thing. You think he was right to continue his protest in the way he did, regardless of the High Court order. And if he's built up 80 grand's worth of fines, well, that's very unfortunate. That's very unfair. Is that it?
Well, I think people have been bailed out by this country for more, so I don't see why he would.
Okay, so you support the setting up of a GoFundMe to help him with this 80 grand bill?
Yeah, if people want to donate to that, yeah, why not?
Even though it's 80 grand that he built up himself at 700 euro a day.
But sure, there's people who rack up tax bills and all other bills in this country and it gets wiped for them, so why not?
Okay, well, I'll try that then. I'll ring revenue and say I'm not paying any more tax and then I'll set up a GoFundMe.
So you don't pay tax anyway?
I do pay tax. I pay enough of it, I can tell you.
Thanks, Grace.
Thanks, Grace. Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
By the way, I don't believe when Grace says that, and I don't believe any parent. I'm telling you now, there's not a parent listening to this show now that if your child came home crying because of something a teacher did or didn't do, that you would be marching up to that school. Because most parents march up to schools over a lot less than that, don't they?
Absolutely. Anyway, that GoFundMe has raised €2,773, which is a fair bit short of 80 grand.
Jesus, what would that buy him now? You can get him a new... What's the bag called that he puts over his shoulder?
A satchel.
That wouldn't even buy you a new satchel. Anyway, I have to say the one thing after all this about Enoch Burke. My God, he has...
staying power.
Staying power. He really, really does. Like, unbelievable.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next episode.